Today is Tuesday, March 2nd. Jon Bon Jovi is 59 years old today. Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. I'm Dan Ratcliffe. Here are your top stories brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. The COVID death rate in Cobb County is hovering around 5 deaths per day. The Austell woman who had been reported missing has been found safe. Law enforcement leaders talk community relations and officer-involved shootings at an NAACP forum. The state representative from Powder Springs has filed a bill addressing jail deaths. Wellstar Kennestone Hospital is set to open a new cardiovascular operating room this May. And a nonprofit founder has been charged with faking court-ordered community service hours. Plus, we'll talk with the local guys who host a podcast and syndicated radio show about one of man's greatest inventions, beer.
So while we do sample beers and try and share information on the beers that are out there, we want people to learn something from the show. You know, we try and bring information about the breweries, new technology, science. Home brewing is real popular when we do home brewing episodes, kind of teaching people how to improve their home brew. So we want to entertain and educate and enjoy a good beer.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
This is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
The COVID death rate in Cobb County has continued to hover around 5 deaths per day since mid-January, though over the past few days it has been closer to 4 deaths per day. Like most of the country, Cobb saw a surge in cases in December and January that dwarfed the summer surge of July and August. In mid-January, the county's average topped 700 cases per day, a record high. Cases have declined since then to an average of 220 cases per day. You can find the full Cobb Douglas Public Health Report, including data on how the coronavirus is affecting different zip codes, gender, and ages at mdjonline.com. A 22-year-old Austell woman who was reported missing has reported herself safe and is in Alabama. Abigail Tonabun, an equestrian who lives part-time with her family in Auburn, Alabama, and part-time at the West Creek Stables training ranch in Austell, has not been seen by her roommate since Thursday night. Tonabun contacted Austell Police Sunday morning after someone told her that she was all over social media and the news. Austell Police verified that it was indeed Miss Tonabun. Diversity at the Cobb County Police Department has improved dramatically in the 25 years since Deputy Chief Scott Hamilton joined, but the numbers remain disappointing. Only 16% of the department's 600-some officers are minorities, and more than 80% are white men. At a forum that is part of a weekly series the Cobb NAACP launched in observance of Black History Month, Deputy Chief Hamilton spoke directly to the African-American community by saying, "Hey guys and young ladies, come join the force. We need more minorities, but you gotta sign up." Rhonda Anderson, Chief Deputy at the Cobb County Sheriff's Office, and District Attorney Flynn Brody also made remarks. The trio spoke about the relationship between minority and law enforcement communities, officer-involved shootings, and the precautions their organizations were taking to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Deaths of inmates at state jails would automatically be investigated by the GBI under a bill filed Friday by State Representative David Wilkerson of Powder Springs. Representative Wilkerson said the death of Kevel Wingo, an inmate at the Cobb County Adult Detention Center, started the conversation that led to Friday's bill. The bill, titled the Inmate Mental Health Act, would require county sheriffs to submit monthly reports to the GBI tallying the number of suicides, attempted suicides, deaths, serious injuries, assaults, escapes, sexual assaults, and uses of force in their jails. Deaths would trigger an investigation by the GBI. The bill would also require the jails to have 24-hour access to a mental health professional.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Wellstar Kennestone Hospital is opening a new operating room for cardiovascular procedures this spring. According to Dr. Barry Mangle, Chief Cardiology Officer at Wellstar, the addition will be a hybrid cardiovascular operating room, which means it will be suited for surgical and non-surgical procedures for heart patients. The hybrid cardiovascular operating room is scheduled to open in early May and is expected to treat over 500 patients a year. The operating table is also an imaging table, so physicians can take an X-ray of a patient and quickly transition if the scan shows more invasive procedure is necessary. They can also bring other images from different departments into the suite, such as CT scans and MRIs. Other applications include putting in heart valves and modifying pacemakers. The founder of a transitional housing charity is accused of faking documents for people ordered by a court to perform community service. 39-year-old Derek Al Sneed, the founder of Alliance of Dreams, was arrested in Marietta on Thursday. He faces one felony count of false statements and writings. Investigators determined Mr. Sneed was selling community service hour certifications in exchange for cash, submitting false documents saying the person had performed their court-ordered community service at Alliance of Dreams. And now community reporter J.P. Edwards is with Tim Dennis and Brian Hewitt, the hosts of Beer Guys Radio, to talk about the podcast and nationally syndicated radio show that they host from right here in Marietta.
Beer Guys Radio is a show about craft beer, you know, everything that has to do with craft beer, as well as what we call the craft beer lifestyle, things that may be interesting to craft beer drinkers. We do weekly shows, conversations, interviews, covering everything from science, culture, beer releases, even down to politics and such. So it's just all about the love of beer, growing the awareness of craft beer, and letting the consumers know about new breweries and new events out there.
Tim Dennis and Brian Hewitt are the hosts of the Beer Guys Radio. It started as a podcast, and it's now grown to a radio network, 42 stations, 28 states, one in the Virgin Islands, and you do it from right here in Marietta. Brian, where are you guys? Where are you broadcasting from?
So we're in a studio inside of Ironmonger Brewing. We've got a partnership with them. We've got a conference room. We've kind of created a nice studio out of, got it all decked out with all the proper equipment, the board and the sound paneling and everything else. And yeah, we're in there recording once a week for our show.
Now, is this a show that is a lot of guys sitting around drinking beers, or is it guys sitting around talking about beers, or is it a mix of both?
Yes, it's both. So yeah, we do sample some beers, of course, not the primary goal of the show. You know, we want to be entertaining and educational. So while we do sample beers and try and share information on the beers that are out there, we want people to learn something from the show. You know, we try and bring information about the breweries, new technology, science. Home brewing is real popular when we do home brewing episodes, kind of teaching people how to improve their home brew. So we want to entertain and educate and enjoy a good beer.
I'm joined on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast by the host of Beer Guys Radio is Tim Dennis and Brian Hewitt. They record the show. They broadcast from right here in Marietta, and they're all over the country. And you guys, how did you get hooked up with a local brewery here to be able to do the show? Like, how did it grow from a small podcast into that?
So we started as – actually started as a local radio show and then going to a podcast. And from there, that branched out to – we had someone out of Huntsville, Alabama that heard our show. And that was kind of our launch board to syndicate the show. We've grown from there since 2016 to, as you mentioned, the 42 stations. And as far as how we got connected with the brewery, we were friends with the owner. We knew him back before he started his brewery. He actually owned a homebrew and bottle shop up in Alpharetta. And when he started his brewery, it's kind of a long story to get there, but we will say that we parted ways with our radio station, and we kind of did what we called gypsy radio for a while. We just went around to various locations, and he made the offer, said, hey, if you want to do something here, you're more than welcome to. And so that kind of started a partnership with Ironmonger Brewing, and it grew from us just kind of squatting there, so to speak, to actually putting our studio inside of their brewery.
Tell me one of the things that you've talked about on Beer Guys Radio that sticks with you. Like, what's one of the beers that just sticks out, one of the fun stories?
Boy, there's a lot of them. One of my favorite shows, though, and not specifically the beer itself, but was talking with Travis Rupp from Avery. We've just recently had new news about the oldest mass production brewing facility being found in Egypt. And we talked archaeology of beer with Travis Rupp from Avery. And that show really sticks in my mind. So every time I see anything about the history of beer going back, it's always brings that back. And I'm always very intrigued by any of those stories. So,
gentlemen, what do you say to somebody who just says, oh, well, a beer's a beer. It's not fancy. You're making all of this up.
I would tell them to find a great local bar that maybe offers flights or sample pours and try a bunch of different styles. And I think anybody who sits down and does that is going to find that we're not just making this up. So, and they don't need anybody there guiding them or anything. If they sit down with an open mind and an open palate and they try a bunch of these different styles of beer, they will see the complexity and the variety that's available in the craft beers that we have here today.
Tim Dennis and Brian Hewitt are the host of Beer Guys Radio. They record the podcast and the radio show right here in Marietta. And gentlemen, thinking locally, if somebody wanted to start, if somebody wanted to get into the beer culture, where could they go locally? Where should they start?
I would say start at your local craft beer store. If you find a good one, you can talk to the folks there. If they know about the beer, that's a great way to get started. Tell them what kind of things you enjoy.
One place I enjoy in Marietta, down on the square, we have Two Birds Tap House. They've got a great selection of craft beers there that will hang out in the Marietta area. Kennesaw, The Nest is one of our favorite places. Beer and barbecue, they have 48 taps of craft beer there.
Well, there's also the, I think it's near enough to be considered part of Marietta, the Terrapin Tap Room down at the Battery is a place that you may find us. And in that area, the Taps at Feast is also a fun place with an interesting medley of craft beer and Asian cuisine. So we might be at any one of those places.
Tim Dennis and Brian Hewitt are the host of Beer Guys Radio. Find them online at beerguysradio.com. You can listen to the podcast and learn more than you ever thought you could learn about beer. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast.
Thank you so much for having us.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. And right now, with the lowest interest rates we have seen in 30 years, now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.